Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Be 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and you do that by getting informed. Sophie Schmidt's going to join me right after the break. We're going to have a good time, Chuck. Got a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of crazy stuff I am going to talk about, whether you like it or not. Seriously. Today is, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, right? Today is Earth Day. You know, the whole thing, oh, you know, you've got to take care of Mother Earth this, Mother Earth that. And, you know, I could go through all the numbers of, you know, how long we've been here and what's still here and what. I could do all of that, but I'm not going to. You know why? I'm going to let it speak for itself. I love this stuff, by the way. I mean, I think this is great. So, in May of 2000, the issue of Reason Magazine, award-winning science correspondent Ronald Bailey, wrote an excellent article titled, Earth Day, Then and Now. The planet's future has never looked so good. Here's why. And they run down a list of things that came out in the 1970s. There were all these, and it has been going on ever since, these apocalyptic predictions, and many of those predictions were featured in this Reason article. Now, remember, this all came about in 1970. The scientists were sure, we're dying, planet's dying, people are dying. And we're selling this to our young kids, and it's a line of bunk. Right? Harvard biologist George Wald estimated that civilization will end within 15 or 30 years. He's a scientist. Unless immediate action is taken against the problem facing mankind. We are in an environmental crisis now. I'm 15, from 70. Yeah. Yeah, he's off. We're in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation. And, of course, of the world as a suitable place of human habitation. This is according to Washington University's biologist, Barry Commoner. This was the Earth Day issue of Scholarly Magazine or something like that, right? The day after the first Earth Day, New York Times editorial page warned, man must stop pollution and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. Right? Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increase in food supplies we make. We got more food now than ever before. We're producing food like crazy. Paul Ehrlich confidently declared in the April 1970 issue, of Mademoiselle, the death rate will increase until at least we lose 100 to 200 million people per year. We'll be starving to death before the next 10 years. And yet, we have one of the most obese, we have the biggest rate of obesity on the planet. Most of the people who are going to die in the greatest cataclysm in history has already been born, wrote Paul Ehrlich in the 1969 essay titled The Eco-Catastrophe. Some experts feel that food shortages will have escalated to the present level of world hunger and starvation and the famines of unbelievable proportions. Are you sure you didn't mean fatness of unbelievable proportions? Right? And Ehrlich sketched out his most alarmist scenario for the 1970 Earth Day. He assured readers that between 1980 and 1989, some 4 billion people, including 65 million Americans, would perish in the great die-off. Did I miss that? I'm sorry, and it's the right that are the alarmists, right? The right that are fear-mongers. I'm telling you, backwards day has never stopped for these people. It's already too late to avoid mass starvation, declared Dennis Hayes, the chief organizer for Earth Day in the spring of 1970. They wrote in the issue of Living Wilderness. Peter Gunter, a North Texas State University professor, in 1970 he wrote, demographers agree almost unanimously on the building, on following grim timetable by 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, and Near East Africa. By the year 2000, or conceivably sooner, South and Central America will exist under famine conditions. By the year 2000, 30 years from now, the entire world will be, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, and Australia, will be in famine. You ever heard this sound before? All right, yeah, you try it. See if you get the same numbers I do. I mean, seriously, how much dope do you have to smoke to believe this stuff? Now, mind you, this was back in 1970. We only had 15 years to turn it around until certain doom. And if we made some minor changes, the best we could do is 30 years out. We are 45 years out. Oh, I should say, yeah, about 45 years out. In January 1970, scientists have solid experimental and theoretical evidence to support all this. In a decade, 1970, 1980, in a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive the air pollution. By 85, air pollution will reduce the amount of sunlight reaching Earth by one half. What happened? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina here. I'm so happy to have you with me. 855-0855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Happy Global Wipeout Day. I don't even know what you want to call it. Because back in 1970, remember, all the predictions. Now, for you Christian friends of mine that are into this eco stuff, you know in the Old Testament, if you made a prediction that didn't come true, you got stoned to death. And I'm not talking about smoking too much weed here. I mean, you got stoned to death. Okay? And every one of these predictions, not a one of them has come true. And yet, there are $1 billion a year made on this Earth Day celebration and all the eco garbage that's being sold to you. Should we, look it, should we take care of the earth? Of course we should. Should we make sure we do our darndest to make sure we're not polluting the air on purpose? Yes, of course we should. We don't want to disrespect this gift that God gave us. But it doesn't mean you get to peddle falsehoods to make it happen. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week, helps brighten us up, get us through the weekend. And here, this is an area you wrote a book on.
Absolutely, and I'm an idiot.
Stop it.
All right, reel me in, because I have a bit to say about this and a bit to say about your response to it.
Oh, okay. Reel you in. I don't know if I can. I'll try, though. So I was going through, before you got on, I was going through 10 of the 18 predictions that didn't even come close to be true. Mm-hmm. Within 15 years in 1970, we were supposed to be well into a famine. 30 years into it, we should have been gone. All right? And one person, one demographer came out and said, listen, by the year 2000, you ready for this one? There would be widespread famines that begin in India, go work their way through India, China, Pakistan, the Near East, and so forth. And that we would lose 100 to 300 million people to the Great Famine. I don't know. I think obesity runs rampant in this country, doesn't it? Obesity is running rampant a lot.
I don't even know where...
Wait a minute. Another fun one for you.
Okay.
They also said that by 1985, now I don't count so good, but I think that's like way back when. By 1985, air pollution would be so bad that we would have to wear gas masks all day to survive the air pollution, and that the light would be cut by one half from the sun. I don't even know where to go with this.
Well, where do I want to start? Okay, yes, I do have a book. I have a book for children. And as I say, 11 years old and up, maybe 9 now that I have a 9-year-old grandson. But it has all those facts in it, that all those wrongful predictions in it. I no longer think that that's a reason. There's two different things here. Is the earth destroying itself? And do we humans have the power to rectify the situation? And the answer to that is clearly they're wrong and we don't. But I think there's something, since I did my research for the book, and now that I'm watching world history and what's going on now in America, I have a different take on it. And you're going to think on this whole idea that you're talking, on these predictions.
Well, Mike,
I think that
the
left is masterful at projection.
Yep.
As we know, they're often ready to tell us things that they're going to do. Now, when I researched that book, I uncovered a lot of names who are in the picture now. And these are zero population people. They're people who don't believe that humans have a right to be on Earth, and they would do anything within their power to destroy our economy and to lessen the amount of people on Earth. Okay? That's a projection on their part. When you go back to the 70s and the 80s, and they're saying all this stuff's going to happen, famines are going to happen, we're going to wear, what did you say, gas masks? No, we're wearing masks now. Everything that they say, and I'm starting to look at this, and I know I'm going to like deplete sales for my book, and I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. But I'm pulling two and two together, and we may be fat now in America, but with supply chain shortages and I'm just starting to see lately how much power they have over our food. And these sick people, I almost said something really bad. These sick people are willing to do it because they believe that a pristine earth is an earth without people. So when you look at these same people who I uncovered when I was doing my book, but you can't write it in a children's book, are now involved with the vaccines and vaccine, you know, just yep. Even the other day, they were like, vaccines are killing black people and brown people at twice the rate. There's this cloud of death that hangs over these people. I don't know if I'm putting all this together properly, but what I'm saying is I am seeing a through line of death and destruction and the environmental community. This is a billion-dollar community that billions of dollars, trillions of, you know, a community that these people who are involved in our health care or vaccinations, or all these people are involved in that. So I don't think it's a joke that they're saying there's going to be a famine. Look at what's going on in Shanghai.
No, I'm not suggesting.
I can't believe that Shanghai is not in the news. When I saw the videotape of people in their, and I'm probably going to cry if I say this, in their windows screaming for food, for food. You understand, we're not growing our own food. And if it's not coming to us, and if the government's not releasing it, we starve.
Yep.
And they're not, that's not, we do that. Millions of people, Ukraine years ago, millions of people died because of starvation.
Yeah,
this is not
Bill,
new.
Bill Gates is the largest owner of farming land in the country.
This is not a fallacy. And I don't want to sound crazy, but
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Before we get rolling here, let's play a little clip from Joey B. How to politicize Earth Day. Take a listen.
One of the things I've found out as the President of the United States, I get to spend a lot of that money. I get to decide where, no, I'm not joking. And we're going to completely, we're going to start the process where every vehicle in the United States military, every vehicle is going to be climate friendly. Every vehicle. We're going to have a, no, I mean it. I'm an automobile buff. I have a 68 Corvette that does nothing but pollute the air. But I don't drive very much.
Isn't that wonderful?
I mean, what have you got in your driveway?
Here, let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Well, Joey B. apparently drives a gas guzzler, but he doesn't really drive the gas guzzler because they don't want to drive much. Probably end up someplace he shouldn't be, not knowing he was there.
They give him his walker and say, you're in your Corvette, buddy. And he goes, wee! I mean,
don't you love the fact that he can spend all the money he wants? He lets you know he can spend the money any way he wants to. He's going to turn the military pretty much all green. Can you imagine a tank being driven by solar panels or these massive batteries? I mean, they're going to have battery trade-out sessions in the middle of the desert. Or maybe Ukraine, they'll put some of these charging stations in along the way. I don't know. What do you think?
I can't, but it's their obsession, and they're in bed with people who are going to make money off of all these things, and it's their dream. It's like, you know, and I often say this, we're being ruled. It's like letting your sick, demented children run your household. And they are the bosses of us right now. Illegitimately, I believe so, yes. But that's who's in charge of us. And when I started researching my book, this is exactly what they've wanted to do. And I can even go back years before that. I don't want to mix topics here. But when it comes to all this immigration that's thrusting and, you know, flooding our borders. This has been a dream of theirs for a long time, and now they're in the position of doing it. Yep. And we can fuss about it all we want and going, can you imagine? And it's not going to work. And we've been saying that, but now they're going to do it. Okay? They want to bankrupt us. They want to get rid of people. They want... This is not their stupidity. This is by design.
Sure.
And it's global design. It's not just a couple of idiots in Washington. You know, when you look at a video that talks about the Great Reset, there's people all over the world who are talking about the Great Reset. Well, this is all a part of this Great Reset, and we're going to be the victims. And can you... I have lately... And I know this sounds crazy, but... I've been thinking lately about how do you survive these nuts?
Breathe deep. Get it over with quick. No, I mean, look, I approach it a little differently. I think I told you during the break. A lot of people won't go as deep into the stuff as we would. We're in it every day. They're listening. They're paying attention. But I got to tell you, unless we give these people something to push back with, you know, you've got people out there, they're hearing that there's less polar bears today than there was back in, you know, 1979. In reality, it's not true. Okay? And you can get the real numbers, but people don't know where to do it or how to do it or how to start that conversation, I guess is what I'm saying.
You don't know how to do it, like I've told my liberal relatives. You either don't want to know or you're too doggone lazy.
Lazy work.
No, it's just... When I started writing my book, which, again, is for children, it took me 2 years, maybe a year and a half to do the research. And I'm like, by the time I finish this, everybody's going to know the truth. And sure enough, people on our side did know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But people like my sister and liberals and leftists and all that, they don't want to know the truth or they're just too doggone lazy. And my relative is a school teacher. I can't believe that... just intellectually, she's not interested. She stopped talking to me when she found out I was writing a book on the other side of what kids were being told about global warming. She didn't ask me, what was that other side? Never did that.
No.
Just held on to her beliefs and just kept on writing.
Oh, there is no change. When they lock into that, you're done. Jesus could materialize next to you, look at them and say, you're wrong. And they'd say, oh, no, I'm right.
Gal Gore said, you know, he had said, but I don't even know if it's worth fighting those people anymore because this thing has gotten bigger. Than just your relatives.
I agree with you. You shouldn't fight with them. But what we've done over the years, and I think it's gotten us absolutely nowhere, and I think it's hurt us, is we ignore or just go, sure, and you leave it alone. I think that's wrong, too. I think they think that they've made points in their head. It does nothing but solidify them. Think of all the people that have switched, whether they switch parties or switch on an issue, you see them all the time, and it's because somebody like you or I placed some doubt. We placed
that's
doubt
true.
With seed
and you
in their
try.
Mind.
You try right? the best you can, but there's even scripture that says, look.
You got three times, and then you tell them to go pound sand. That's
and pound sand, brush kick the dust off your feet and go somewhere else.
That's right.
You have to figure out where your efforts are going to be best, appreciated. But when I see people like our government now who are going, maybe you're going to have to drive electric cars
you can buy an electric car. We just won't be able to charge it for you.
We're just, hello.
Well, look at California. They want to do with gas engines by 1935. By 2025, you can't buy gas-powered garden tools anymore. You know, hedge clippers or blower, leaf blowers.
Oh, my gosh.
Chainsaws. All those have to be electric, okay? So, and they want to get rid of natural gas. So they want your heating systems to no longer be run by gas. They want to use a version called a heat pump, which totally runs off electricity. So charge your electric car, charge your batteries for your electric devices.
But have don't you see, stove. They're catering. They're right? catering to the elite. The other day, I went to a gas station. It was early in the morning. And I was in our neighborhood in an area where there's a lot of working class people.
Okay.
And I was at a gas station, and it was just filled with gardeners. Okay.
Right.
They had their lawnmowers, they had their leaf blowers, they had their chainsaws in the back of their car and their vehicle, obviously. And I'm looking at these people going, how long will they have to be able to stay in business? Everything, when you look at the overall picture, it is designed to extinguish the middle class. And I remember telling my Hollywood friends this years ago when I realized what was going on. And they just laughed and laughed and laughed. But you see how they're doing it. Get electric cars. Well, who can afford electric cars but the elite? Okay?
Yep.
They don't concern themselves with that.
Wait a minute. You can, as long as the government keeps subsidizing. Remember, we were just talking about this yesterday, how Tesla was on the brink of bankruptcy a couple of years back, remember? Like 3 years ago or something like that. And there was a deal made with the government that he would start producing more low-end Teslas and that they would be subsidized by the government. So right. I always joke with people who bought their car back then and said, you've got to say thank you because my tax dollars are subsidizing that vehicle that you bought.
They don't care because they think that your tax dollars should. You should give your fair share to something that's going to save the earth. They have twisted this narrative so much that people can't have common sense anymore. They just can't. And they don't mind stealing. They don't see that as theft. We're in a pretty big mess here.
Oh, this look at and it's because we've allowed them to do it. Look, we got to go for a break, okay?
Absolutely.
Because that's all part of that thing that we believe in. Joe Buscemi,
your host, capitalism.
It's called capitalism. I didn't want to swear on the radio. I'm sorry.
C-word.
We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Heat up your drink or cool it down, depending on what you're drinking. And well, we're going to cause you to drink some more when we come back. Joe Buscemi, your host. Back in a minute.
Can't force me to do more. I'm just.
I can too. Hold on.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Meadow Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Stop shaking your head. I haven't introduced you yet. You can't say anything. Look, head over to Amazon, pick up the book, Deb and Sevi's Real Deal, Global Warming, and all you got to do is look up Sonia Schmidt. It takes you right to the book. I'm holding it up in the camera right now. It's covering my face, so it shouldn't have anything there to make you crazy. Go pick it up. It's a great read. I got it. We're gonna give it to my granddaughter. She's gonna learn about this stuff whether she likes it or not. Anyway, Sonia Schmidt joins me, and she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. Sonia, smile.
Hi.
We can win. We can win this. I'm telling you, we can win this.
We have to win it.
Yeah, we have no choice in the matter.
We have no choice
in the matter. You got to win, folks. You got to win. Anyway.
He does. Now, there's a lot of stuff in between, and you better have a heart for it. I totally expect this to get uglier.
Oh, no question. You are correct.
My girlfriend says, you know, when you look at somebody's tombstone, it gives their birth date, gives their death date, and then there's that dash. Yeah. She says a whole lot of stuff that happens in that dash. And we are seriously, seriously living in the dash.
Yep. You know, again, I get the biggest kick out of all this stuff. But it's, we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed media to take over. We've allowed all this crap, you know, into our lives. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but one of the Earth Day founders, what was his name? You know who I was at? What, Ira Einhorn? I don't even know how to say. Come on. They couldn't have a name like John Smith. Anyway, he was on stage hosting the first Earth Day event at the Fairmont Park in Philadelphia, right back in 1970. 7 years later, did you hear about this? Police raided his closet. They found the composted body of his ex-girlfriend.
Okay, he's just trying.
Well, he was going to put her back in the earth. You know, I mean, just dust it back.
Right, he's just trying to be a good farmer. Come on, don't you know? He's doing his part for farming, agriculture.
Evil people, just evil people.
But that's who we're being run by. That's who we're allowing ourselves to be run by. And I think that. It's as simple as just saying no. Once we get in their faces and say no, shut up, no more, be gone. But we're willing to debate them.
We're not gonna. You already know that.
You only need a handful. You're never gonna get a bunch of people to fight. People aren't courageous and they're not fighters.
No.
But you can't. But it is contagious. Being a fighter is contagious, so you will bring, like you were saying in the earlier segment, you will bring some people on. You just ain't going to bring everybody on.
Yeah.
And you can't keep seeking, and that's a problem that I have, is I want everybody to agree with what I'm saying. No, you don't need people to agree, everybody to agree.
No.
You just need a handful of fighters who will agree.
Yeah, I mean, you find out more and more as the days go on. When we call them out, when we put pressure on them, when we shine the light on them, they run away. They can't handle it.
Always, always. You know what? Listen, if you haven't learned from the Wizard of Oz, all you got to do is...
I don't have ruby slippers, though. Go ahead, anyway.
Oh, don't lie. Your wife told me what you do on Saturday night.
La, 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 la.
All you got to do is punch that lion in the nose, and he completely
backs down. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. And when you think of in school, there ain't but a handful of bullies in your school. Oh, we're all scared. We're all looking around. We're all trying to figure out how to get home. I don't know the solutions to everything, but and I do know what happens when the government takes over the military, and I'm really afraid of that happening here. My big question when COVID hit was, I never thought that the military, I never thought that police departments would fall in line with evil government, but now I'm starting to understand not only that they do, but why they do. But when I look at a place, when I look at what's going on in Shanghai right now, and please, people, go and look at those videos.
Oh,
about
yeah.
What's going on?
They're heart-wrenching.
I can't even, like I said, I cry if I stop and think about it long enough. But there's millions. They're talking, the last report I saw, 400 million people being starved to death.
Wow.
And they're crying.
Them out of the house. Like they think it's going to change. Like they think it's going to stop.
Oh, okay. No, they've welded these people into their homes.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I know that. Yeah.
So we gotta get a grip before it gets to that point.
Think about what happens afterward when they find all these dead bodies. Do they nuke the place? I mean, what are they going to do to clean it out?
That's not their concern. They want all these people gone because I'm going to go back to my original point, is that these people want people to be gone.
Okay.
There's just a whole subsection of people that they don't want to have to deal with.
We got to go do a happy story.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
All right, so as time goes on, and we all knew it was going to come to this, it's about time that somebody's willing to step up and wipe out misinformation on that big interweb thing. So Barack Obama has decided to step forward with his foundation and fight the spread of misinformation. The Obama Foundation now is going to work at, you know, making sure big tech cleans up all the misinformation that we see. Now,
what?
Right, right behind him. Now, people, this is what I tell people sometimes. There's so many distractions going on. You're not paying attention to how the game is playing out. Right, Hillary Clinton. She lands over in the EU, and she admonishes them to start pushing back and to pass legislation through the European Union to stop the spread of disinformation and extremism.
Of course.
So you got Obama here saying he's going to put the money behind it to stop it from spreading here. She's over there telling them all, hey, you've got to pass laws to stop this stuff. Isn't it? I mean, again, it's right in your face.
Right. So there's a group who thinks, yeah, you got to stop this misinformation stuff. You know, and I always hearken back to my sister, who goes, you know, this anti-vax stuff or whatever. But you got to look at the bigger picture. Why are these people going all over the world and saying we need to censor? Because that's all that is.
Yep.
That's you know, we don't have the freedom of speech. To remove the freedom of speech, and they're going global with this. That, to me, is a more frightening concept. And that's an argument that I had with my children as we talked about masks and we talked about this and that and the other. And I said, the bigger picture is, aren't you more afraid of a government who can tell you what to do in this regard? You know, that's more important to me down the line is once they can do this, then they can do that. But that's a hard concept. That for people to make. Hillary, she's just trying to, what is it called? CYA? Oh. She getting ready to get busted.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Think about the hypocrisy about that, right? She goes over there and rips them for misinformation, tells them they have to clamp down and they have to stop allowing it to get out there, right? But yet, one of her people right now is answering questions to the feds about the Russian collusion hoax.
Oh, come on. How many of those are people affiliated with her who took the fifth last week?
Oh.
You know, I mean.
And more than that. Right?
This is so crazy. We're being run by our sick, degenerate children. And I don't know why.
Well, I like to say the inmates are running the asylum. That's more my line.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the fact that they're running it at all gives me the creeps. I just think they should all be rounded up and hung up by their heels, and we just keep on about business.
The EU is actually looking at a bill right now aimed at big tech companies to better police illegal content posted online. You know, what is illegal content? What is hate speech? You know?
So again, it goes back to what you said, is most people don't think that deep.
Nope.
They're just going, yeah, it shouldn't be hateful.
Yeah, the other night I played clips about, God bless, I played clips from Mark Dice. And I do this from time to time because I always say to people, you perceive that other people, they might not be as smart as you, but they're plugged into things. They have basic knowledge, right? So he's going up and down the beach and he's going, look, you think if we had tougher gun laws in the days of Jesus, he'd still be alive? Do you think that Lee Harvey Oswald actually would have been able to shoot him with an illegal gun and kill Jesus if we had tougher gun laws? I'm telling you, with a straight face, that 99% said yes. If we had tougher gun laws.
You lie. That's misinformation.
We got to be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Tony Schmidt and I are with you for the next hour. We'll be right back.